Our guest at the cafe this morning is the executive director of the Hunt County United Way, Francis Dalby. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you coming on those donated buses?
Well, we're doing pretty well. We're getting there.
Last time Francis came in, and she's wearing a tool belt and oil-stained coveralls.
It wasn't quite that bad.
You were a mess, but no, you were right in the middle of that, and I do exaggerate a little bit, but those will be used perhaps this summer.
We will have one up and running. It won't be as pretty as we'd like it to be, but it will be feeding kids, and that's what's important.
For the Mobile Learning Cafe. Okay, so there's some other things we want to talk about, but I wanted to talk to you about the early childhood intervention program that is one of your agencies, one of your 14 agencies.
It is one of our agencies. It's actually kind of partial to it because the investment that we make in those babies, it's always birth to 3 years of age, is really beneficial in the long run, not just for themselves, but for our community.
Mm-hmm.
We were speaking before we went on the air that for every dollar that we spend on those babies, it saves us money in the long run in the juvenile system, in the penal system later on, probation, etc. So,
well, I came across an article. It's just kind of coincidental that you bring that up. But this was an article out of Mississippi, and the governor of Mississippi, who's a Republican, had brought. There was a program, and there was a University of Chicago economics professor who has studied this, who spoke at this event, and the economics professor says he reckons a 13% return on investment to the public. From early intervention programs.
I think that's pretty accurate. I don't know the exact number, and I haven't done the research, yeah. But I think the money that we spend on our babies is important. I always talk about the money that you invest in United Way. We invest in a lot in education, and we want our babies ready to go to school on time. We want them to be able to read by the time they're in the fourth grade, and we want them to graduate on time. And the reading in the fourth grade is important as well, because that's when they make the transition from reading to learn to learning to read. And for every four children that are behind in fourth grade, one of those will drop out of school.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, the early childhood intervention services in Hunt County, what kind of things do they work with children? And it's from birth to 3 years
old. Birth to 3 years of age. So the first thing I will say, if as a parent you feel your child, or as a grandparent, you feel the child is behind, whatever that looks like to you, maybe they're not potty trained on time, maybe they're not speaking when you think they need to speak, maybe they're not walking when you think they need to walk, get them evaluated. The evaluation is free. You can, if you can't get into early childhood intervention, which they are more than welcoming to do these evaluations, you can also go through your school district. So you have to be your child's advocate. And I'm pretty passionate about this because my niece has some learning issues and we're getting her back on track. But the idea is to get those babies ready to go to school on time. So get the evaluation done. And then once they're evaluated, then they put them into physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, whatever's needed. I've actually visited with some of the babies. I have the fortune to do that. And met with a very young child. She was blind. So before we went, we got to go into her home. And before we went, we were educated on how to let the mom and dad introduce the baby to us. So it's a whole learning process when you have these intellectual or developmental delays in doing things a little bit different. And early childhood intervention helps those families do that.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Francis Dalby with the Hunt County United Way about the early childhood intervention services in Hunt County. And that organization is one of the agencies served by United Way. I will tell you, our son was late in developing speech. He had a very cute way of speaking that was charming and for a child of 18 months, but we knew that this was not the
way. Was it your youngest?
Yes.
Happens frequently.
Yeah. And so he had a hearing problem,
okay.
We learned, and he ended up having to have an operation on his hearing. Of course, he speaks wonderfully now. He was in theater and so forth and enjoyed that in high school. But it was a good program for us. This was in Denton County.
Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of times the youngest children, and this was the case with my niece, is she just points and gets what she
mm-hmm,
wants.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of the time. So it
yep.
kind of creates a little bit of laziness
yep.
for some of those children.
That may be part of it, too.
But they do also, the work that they do it in the homes with the families.
Yes.
So it's very, very specific to each family.
That's how it was with us. Mm-hmm. Someone came around pretty frequently, and everything worked out well. So I can attest to that program. We're visiting with Francis Dalby. Francis, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Francis Dalby, the executive director of the Hunt County United Way, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.